from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everybody, it is Sports Daily. It's a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday on the show. Yes, that's a thing now. We just decided it would be. Paul, I'll need you to remind me every Wednesday. Right.
You know, my biggest dream. Hawaiian. You know what my biggest dream about Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday is? We need a sponsor. I'm gonna get with Tommy. I'm gonna say, Tommy, we gotta find somebody that will
make that happen.
We gotta make this happen. I mean, when you have two show hosts that are as passionate about their Hawaiian shirts as you and I. We can make that come through. For some business out there, we're going to be able to increase their business in Hawaiian shirts.
You know, a good Hawaiian shirt is a statement on life.
Yeah.
And they've become a little cuter and trendier now, you know, so you see them a lot.
Right.
But I'll tell you this. Paul Savage and I were rolling with Hawaiians way before it was cool.
Long ago.
It's just a statement, right? You walk around, you know.
Right.
All right. See that guy in the Hawaiian over there?
Yeah.
He knows how to have a good time.
Yeah, he's special. He's a special guy. Yeah. That's what they say about you and me.
I inherited my love for them from my dad, who's a real life cowboy. Now he's a little older now, so he doesn't, you know, he's not roping and riding, doing all that stuff anymore. Man, if he's going out, he threw on a Hawaiian. Mm-hmm. You know, you let everybody know.
It's a lifestyle.
No questions.
It's a way we have chosen to live our lives. It's a lifestyle choice, isn't it?
That's right. I'm glad it's become a bigger thing, but we're going to make it a thing here. Yeah, we'll have to find a sponsor.
Oh, by the way, I got to tell you, yesterday at football practice, KWCH was out at practice recording. Yeah, he was.
You're taking the words out of my mouth. We're simpatico today. I was just looking because I wanted to talk about this. So Paul is back at Wichita East this year.
High
expectations for the Blue Aces.
Very high.
TJ Cleland was out there yesterday. He was like, "Yeah, I saw Mr. Savage out at East practice. I didn't know you were back out there, but I'm glad you are." By the way, that story, if you missed it last night, as a look ahead to Wichita East, is up right now at catchatkansas.com. Very excited to have TJ and Brandon stopping in on Fridays this
year. We got to bring that up because last night was so screwed up with the political conventions going on. I tried to watch it. I recorded it. Then it didn't record because of the lateness of you know, the CBS deal with
CatchKansas.com. Well, CatchKansas.com right now. Yep.
Is it going to be on Channel 12?
It was on Channel 12 last night.
Well, but that's the problem. I don't even know when, because I recorded the 2 o'clock version.
We got pushed back by the convention. So two nights in a row now, these conventions. Yeah. I love, and this goes to all political parties. It's not a political statement, but it drives me crazy that, you know, they basically get all this free campaign airtime and they can't even stay on time. But yeah, they pushed us back the last couple of nights. Go to catchkansas.com and it is there. It did go in the newscast that just aired late. But catchkansas.com, we're excited to have TJ and Brandon, and they're going to make football picks with us this on Fridays, Paul, and then we'll just kind of carry that into some high school football.
And he did a great job. I mean, he was thorough. He got shots. I mean, really, truly, you guys are lucky to have him. I like the kid. He's really good at what he does, and he worked exceptionally hard to get what he needed from his visit to our practice camp last night. So congratulations to him. I know he did a good job. I'll get on catchakansas.com and double-check the piece. Yep.
So that's there for you. And that tour, by the way, continues. They're out there. We've got Rachel Hallam out, like, way out west, getting some of the really cool stories from Western Kansas.
Oh, I like that.
And then tonight, and then we've got Brandon and TJ hitting the Metro School. We've got all kinds of high school sports coverage, so that's cool. Catch Kansas, and that partnership will come to full fruition here in the next few weeks as we make some. I think we're making our first picks next week, so you better be ready, Savage.
Wow.
All right, Paul. This Oklahoma State story. You sent it this morning, and we were kicking it around a little bit yesterday. So what they're going to do basically is put QR codes on the backs of their helmets so that people can, during a game, in theory, scan that code and contribute to the NIL fund. Now, a couple of different thoughts on this. I love that Gundy, the old school, Gundy, who's always got something to say, and who just a week ago was basically like, that stuff's all done. Now we're all in the same locker room. We're done. Your contracts are negotiated, basically. It's time to focus on football. But he was a big advocate of this yesterday, talking about it. He was asked about it. I love when you see the old school guys fully bought into the changes in college sports. You know, there we have seen some of the old guard like bail and just stop coaching because they don't want to deal with it. But Gundy's a guy who I don't think ever gets enough credit for how good a job he's done at that program. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't surprise me that Oklahoma State's at the forefront of this. So I say that by, and then also will tell you, I would be stunned if this actually generates much money for the program. It will be hard to do.
Well, it will be, but there's going to be certain players that have a family member. Now, let me put it this way. You said there are players. Coach Saban throw into that category about a guy who sees changes coming, doesn't want anything to do with it. Coach Saban's got nothing to prove. I mean, what, he's got 5-6 national championships. He's got nothing to prove. There's a good example of that. But basically right now, if you're wanting to remain a college football coach, you adjust or you die. It's just there's no remaining neutral. You adjust and you figure out how you can make NIL work for you or you die. You learn how to use the portal or you die. I think it's just that simple. And so those guys that are still remaining, still coaching, even the old timers, they've got a decision to make. Either I adjust or I'm going to flounder and I'll get fired anyway. So now I think that's what you see. And you know something, I'm going to say this. I'm getting some responses from kids that I've known over the years that are at the college level. Even some of the smaller schools are going after NIL, asking people to contribute, which is, it's a contribution to a school. It's not a contribution to any single individual. I mean, you can't really just say, I want to give $1,000 to, you know, Joe Blow because I know him. He lived down the block and I watched him grow up. That's not the way it works. It goes to a collective for the NIL, for the school. And, you know, I'm starting to get requests, believe it or not, from small schools that I know where kids have gone. They know me, and I'm talking about even as low as the Division II schools are starting to work NIL.
Of course.
Now, I it never really crossed my mind that this would become so big for those kind of schools. But why not? Why not, Jacob? I mean, if it means more money for the program, survival, you're getting some kids, you're paying kids. Yeah, why not?
What's important to me on this, Paul, I again, like the technical process of a sporting event with a QR code, like you're going to have to pause the game if you're watching on TV, and maybe it's easier for fans in the stands, right? But the reality, I'm not concerned about any of that. The effort, if I were a player or a parent or a representative, the effort is appreciated, right? the effort of trying to find ways to do it matters too when you're out there recruiting. The reality is all that money that makes a difference is coming in other ways. I hope I'm wrong. I hope this generates a ton of money for these players. I just don't think that I am wrong, because I think it's going to be very hard to do it. But what you'll see now is probably very soon every team start to do this. And it will matter, I think, at least a little bit, that Gundy and Oklahoma State was out at the forefront. That stuff matters. If I'm a player now coming up in this, just the effort, like, just show me that you're trying to do these things for me. That goes a long way. I give Kansas State a lot of credit all the time. They were at the forefront of NIL, at the forefront of, at a university level, supporting these efforts. They put their money where their mouth was. I absolutely think we've seen that pay off for them. Mm. I think they are recruiting at a clip, both in football and basketball, we've never seen before. This is all great for college football. Find ways to do this. I saw, and I don't know the details of this story, a quote-unquote general manager yesterday with, I think it was Alabama involved, and like, that's what you got to do. Those people better be able to deliver if you're going to put the resources there to, you know, to pay somebody to come in and do it. But you got to be at the forefront everywhere.
Right.
How can we generate money for, you know, for our programs now? We know because the elephant in the room is revenue sharing is coming. And this is a way. I don't think it'll generate a ton, but it might generate lots of small amounts from younger people. Older people, Paul. If I told you, hey, there's a QR code on the back of the helmet of Oklahoma State and you're watching a Cowboys game, would you even know how to make that happen?
I would. I think I could do it. But, you know, but it also means that somehow, you have to pause your TV right there on the spot, on that spot where I guess you can get a good quality, not a blurry image of the code. And then you just take your phone and you copy it off, and there you go. I guess that's the philosophy on that.
But is that any harder or easier than just going to find out a way to contribute to their NIL? Because I would imagine it's right front and center. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, the execution of this, I don't think will be tremendous, but I don't even care about that.
You made me. Go ahead.
It's the effort. It's the effort that I applaud. Uh-huh. It's Mike Gundy being open. You know, out there and front facing with, I love this opportunity. I want every kid in my locker room to know, if I am their coach or administrator, that I will do anything to help them earn.
That's right.
And I will be supportive of those efforts. Mm-hmm. That is important right now in the battle for what I don't want is Dabo Swinney up there bitching and moaning every time he's asked about it, that these players are getting paid.
Right.
That's what I don't want.
Well, I got you there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I know exactly what you mean. You know, everything is so much more open. I mean, we're all open to these kind of deals. Listen, Jacob, I remember 10, 12 years ago, we had a discussion with one guy by the name of Bruce Hurdle. Remember him? Remember Bruce Hurdle? I remember Bruce Hurdle. And we had a discussion one time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
About the controversy. Believe it or not, this was a topic. The controversy of whether Major League sports teams, football, baseball, basketball, should have paid sponsorship logos on their jersey, as we watched every night with the Kansas City Royals with a QT logo on their sleeve. Yep. But there was a day, and I know you probably remember these days. I don't think you were with the show at that point, but there was a day when, my gosh, that was a big controversy. It was like, you're wanting to sully the name of this particular sport and have teams, major league teams, wear logos on their jersey? Are you crazy? And of course, that was a huge conversation, a huge debate.
Well,
and now look, I mean, now you got QR codes
on
helmets.
And I don't care as much about, I'm fine with it, but I would tell you this too. The difference there and the reason you could have more of a case is because those players get paid. Right, those teams are generating billions of dollars.
Well, it could translate now to college, sure, of course.
But in college, like where you don't have that opportunity, where the we'll call it the profit margin for a university versus a pro sports team is very, very different.
Right.
Yeah. Look, if you're telling me that, you'll almost have to take like Alabama, I guess, because they're one of the very few who just keeps to. We have two uniforms and that's all we have, which I appreciate so much, by the way. If they want to, and by the way, the other funny thing about that particular conversation, they've had logos on their uniforms, Paul, since the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
It's just a sporting apparel logo.
Right.
Yep, you know how much money Nike pays to put their swoosh on every mm-hmm. uniform?
Right.
You know how much Adidas pays, whatever. They've always had logos on their uniforms. Mm-hmm. Right, it's all they've always been there,
and
right?
And it's effective too. By the way, the movie Air. Have you seen Air? A-I-R. About how Nike developed. And let's face it, this is big money. I know there's stories, and I've heard stories. You've probably heard the same stories where there are guys that back in the day, they sign with Nike with the stipulation that they can wear an Adidas shoe, and then glue on a Nike logo. So that just tells you. And I'm sure that
is because the shoe wasn't very good. That's funny.
Because they didn't want to change what shoe they wore in a game. And but I'll tell you what, we'll take Nike's money, and nobody would know. How would you know? Nobody would know. I mean, when you all you're going to see is the swoosh. Or
Just like all of it. Doesn't matter what it is.
Right.
Now you just need to publicly let your athletes know you're working for them.
Right. By the way, I'm sitting here looking at a picture of Andy Reid. Andy Reid's got a hat with a hat logo. I'm not sure what hat company it is. I think I would know who it is, but there's a hat logo on the side. On his sleeve is a Nike logo, and he's wearing a T-shirt that has a logo, but I can't tell what it is. As I sit here, there are three different logos on Andy Reid looking at a picture of him on the sideline. What does that say?
You know what Andy Reid is, Paul?
What?
He's a big Hawaiian shirt guy.
Oh, he is. Yes, I like it.
Maybe the most famous representative of the Hawaiian shirt movement that we have right now in society.
Well,
we appreciate that here on Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday on Sports Daily. Get it out. Let's make that. We're going to start this societal trend. It's Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday every Wednesday. I hope that you'll participate. And if you don't have a Hawaiian, find one. Austin asks us, he's going on a cruise. Where does he get a good Hawaiian? I would answer it, Austin, wherever you can find one, wherever it's calling from.
We're going to
see one on the rack, no matter where you are, you just grab that bad boy and you roll with it.
Jacob, we're going to find a sponsor. We're going to find a sponsor that will provide great Hawaiian shirts to the city of Wichita. We will have done our deed as good guys.
We'll have done our deed when we see a few more rolling out there on a Wednesday.
There you go.
That's what we'll have done. 869-1240 if you want to chime in on the show. We'll give away some HTO a little bit later in the show. We'll tell you how you can win that. We have all kinds of good stuff coming. I want to get Paul's take on the Chiefs in the final preseason game for them. What's he looking for? Coach Savage. I want to get to this Brian Flores story as well. We'll get you a look and a preview of tonight's Royals game, which, of course, you can hear on KFH. You can hear all the Royals games on KFH and on the Odyssey app. Tune in tonight at 7 for the Royals hosting the Angels, or simply download the Odyssey app and search for KFH. We're going to come right back. We'll have more Sports Daily right after this. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.